Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A very interesting part of what may well prove to be the war for the free world is playing out as we speak in what might seem to be an unlikely place, the stock market. Was the crash or sharp decline of recent days an act of economic warfare rather than just a market correction, as we're being told? Our first guest is Kevin Freeman, a man who has gone to school on and become a serious exponent of the idea that economic warfare is, in fact, being practiced against us by many adversaries and potentially to very, very destructive effect. He is the author of two best-selling books on the subject, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, and Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin Freeman is also, I'm very pleased to say, a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy and the founder and CEO of Freeman Global Holdings. Always welcome as a guest here. Kevin, thanks for joining us. Good to have you.
Thank you, Frank. It's good to be here.
Well, it's been a rough couple of days for people in the financial management business, among others. Talk about what's gone on and what might be driving these changes in the fortunes of the market.
Well, on Monday, the stock market dropped 1,000 points at the open as measured by the Dow Jones Industrial Average, rallied back to within a couple of hundred points down, and then ended the day down almost 600 points in what could only be described as a year's worth of activity hammered into about one trading session.
And this, as you say, netted down, but not as far down as has the Chinese market in recent days. Has that had something to do with what is going on in the U.S. market, aside from the obvious sort of knock-on effects of downturns in Chinese economic growth?
Right. Well, it's first important to understand that even after all of the Chinese declines, the Chinese market is still on a year-over-year basis ahead of ours. But it went up much more sharply and has come down much more sharply. The Chinese official position, as published in their newspapers, has been that the decline in the market was actually caused by an act of financial terrorism by the United States against China. And that's very interesting to note, that they blame us for crashing their market when they're the ones that's talked about a single man-made stock market crash being a new concept weapon in a global economic war.
Yeah, talk about where that was found, Kevin. That's an important touchstone in a lot of the modeling and analysis that you've done.
In 1999, two senior colonels of the People's Liberation Army wrote a book called Unrestricted Warfare, in which they said the next battle would be basically an economic one. They talked about electromagnetic pulse, something you've talked about quite a bit. They talked about cyber attacks, and they also talked about financial market warfare. This fits that classic definition from their view of financial market warfare.
And Kevin, to the extent that the Chinese might have thought they should retaliate in response to a perceived U.S. economic strike on their stock market, is the evidence of what we've seen in recent days in our capital markets sort of conducive to that theory or supportive of that theory?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that's certainly what happened. The markets were overdue for a correction, there's no doubt. Everything fit a possible classic correction, except there were some strange things that happened in Monday's activity. One of them was that the vast majority of trading was computerized trading. You would see that people were putting very unusual computers will trade in 1,417 shares of something. People tend to trade in round numbers. And so most of the trading, especially at the open Monday, was computerized trading, which lends itself to a cyber hacker, if they wanted to affect algorithms, manipulate, or whatever, that's how you would do it. And we know the Chinese have hacked just about everything. We know the Russians specifically hacked the NASDAQ at one point, and we've caught them. So that's the first thing that is very unusual, was the computer nature of it with very little human involvement.
Speaking of the Russians, Kevin, you've pointed out that there was an incident back in January in which a Russian agent was discovered having gotten inside the wire, if you will, on something called exchange-traded funds. Remind us of what that story was about and how that might bear on another facet of what's happened in recent days in the U.S. stock market.
I'm looking at now the Justice Department charges against three Russian spies, and part of their case was built upon a transcript from a wiretap that they had where this one banker was told, I want you to look at ETFE exchange, yes, got it, how they are used, the mechanism of use for destabilization of the markets. Got it. Mechanism of use for market destabilization in modern conditions. That was part of the case that was brought. Now, exchange-traded funds should be innocuous. They represent a gathering of stocks in a particular sector or industry, and you can buy them all at once, and they should just represent the underlying shares. What happened yesterday or Monday was incredible. In that the exchange-traded funds were trading for substantially lower than the collective value. It's almost as if someone was purposely manipulating them or dumping them. And that has two effects. Number one, it creates a panic. Number two, it forces liquidation at the end of the day. So we saw a big market drop at the beginning of the day with these exchange-traded funds leading the way. And then at the end of the day, we saw another drop after a serious rally, which could have been the exchange-traded funds just liquidating the positions they had to liquidate to match up with what the sales had happened earlier in the day. So this would be the, if you were going to manipulate our markets with ETFs, it would look exactly like what happened Monday. We know the Russians were trying to find out how to manipulate. And we also know the Russians believe we're in a global economic war. We put sanctions against them. They feel compelled to respond in some way.
Yeah, and have actually said they will respond. They will retaliate, as I understand it. Kevin Freeman is our guest. He is, among other things, the founder and driving force behind a terrific new initiative. It's called the National Security Investment Consultants Institute. And it is a platform for training those who manage others' monies to understand national security issues and imperatives as they make their advice about how to make money in the market in a manner that is consistent with the national security and hopefully supportive of it. Kevin, speaking of the Russians, is there reason to believe that there may have been, if in fact this is an instance of economic warfare or retaliation against the United States, any reason to believe there might be collusion between the Russians and Chinese?
Well, we know that the Russians, the Chinese, and a host of other nations are involved in military exercises. We understand that Russia has reached out to China multiple times, including with a plan to destroy our stock market that they undertook in 2008, but the Chinese did not join.
And we know about that because of what?
The Treasury Secretary of the United States was approached by the Chinese in 2008 at the Beijing Olympics and told by the Chinese the Russians were colluding to try and bring down the American stock market.
So, again, there's reason to believe, as you have documented in your book's Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack and Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, Kevin Freeman, is that these are very serious players in the international economy these days, and their willingness to use instruments at their disposal, including, in some cases, I suspect, ones that we've taught them about how the markets work and how to make money in them or cost other people money in them, may be instruments of actual economic warfare against us. I know this story is still developing. Kevin Freeman, you're following it closely. at your firm, Freeman Global Holdings. I look forward to your continuing analysis of what's afoot and what it might mean for not just our economy, but our national security as well. In the meantime, please keep up the great work you're doing at the National Security Investment Consultants Institute and come back to us again very soon. Next up, we'll be speaking with James Simpson, investigative reporter, looking into the red-green axis and what that's doing with legal immigration that may make what Donald Trump is warning about pale by comparison, at least from a national security perspective. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.